You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
After the one-day stuff in Sri Lanka has finished, England move on to the Test Series, a three-Test Series in Sri Lanka. And despite winning the one-day internationals, the performance in the fifth ODI, a record defeat, their only defeat of the one-day series, just leaves a few doubts and niggles in the one-day side's psyche prior to the World Cup in this country in 2019. But the Test Series, it's going to be a completely different kettle of fish. England were dominant apart from that last match in the one-day arena, but the tests on turning tracks in Sri Lanka will not be easy for the English side. There's been 11 test matches between Sri Lanka and England in Sri Lanka, and despite losing the first one back in 1981-82 season, Sri Lanka lead the line by 5-4 with 2 drawn games. And while England have been dominant in the reverse fixtures in this country, 6-4 they lead the encounters here. Sri Lanka are certainly no mugs at home, and every team that has been there, Australia, South Africa, they've come away with their tail between their legs, because when they get on turning tracks, the Sri Lankans can A, bat on them, and B, they can certainly bowl on them. The Sri Lankans took their first win over England in the next series. They played on home soil against the English back in 1992-93. And there's no coincidence that their golden period against England was when Muthiah Muralitharan was playing. The spin bowler, who ended up taking over 700 test match wickets, debuted for his country in 1991 and made a huge difference in a number of games that they've played, but they've replaced him with some decent spinners as well. Rangana Hirath being one of them, 400 plus test wickets for him, but he's only going to play the first test match of this series before he retires. So he will be a big miss for the Sri Lankans after that first test match in goal, which is played between the 6th and the 10th of November. It's then on to Kandy between the 14th and 18th, and then finished in Colombo between the 23rd and 27th of November. Joe Root, obviously back as captain of the Test side, which includes Rory Burns, the Surrey opener, for the first time. He'll team up with Keaton Jennings at the top of the order. An untried partnership, Keaton Jennings under pressure for his place, but a real opportunity for both men to stake a claim for the opening berths, obviously vacated, one of them, by Alistair Cook during the last summer season. Stuart Broad and Jimmy Anderson back in the England squad as well, after missing out on the one-dayers, as they do these days. And Joe Denley of Kent is an interesting pick. The batsman bowls useful leg spin as well, and he may be thrown in towards the top end of the order as a batting stroke bowling option. The spinners, though, for England, Jack Leach, the Somerset 27-year-old, played just the one test match towards the end of the New Zealand series last winter. Missed out at the start of the summer with a injured finger, which ended up seeing Adil Rashid catapulted into the side to take the spinning place ahead of him. But Leach, Moeen Ali and Adil Rashid will be key to Joe Root as he tries to return the spin against the Sri Lankans. Ollie Pope, he's in the squad, 20-year-old. He made his debut test matches last summer and has been a big part in Surrey's championship season. Got a big future with the bat for England. Whether it will be in Sri Lanka, I'm not quite so sure. Ollie Stone took his maiden wicket for England in the ODIs a few weeks ago. Short ball, and he is fast. He can be rapid, and he's also got decent control. And they could well throw him in at the expense of Stuart Broad or Jimmy Anderson in at least a couple of the test matches. Wind him up, let him go, and try and frighten those Sri Lankans out. The 24-year-old, former Northants, current Warwickshire bowler, is a very big handful indeed when on song. Making up the squad in Sri Lanka, Sam Curran, who had a fantastic summer for England. Ben Stokes, who isn't quite yet back on song after the stresses and strains of hitting somebody on the streets of Bristol in the middle of the night, and all of the repercussions of that and the court case last summer. Hopefully he'll see this as a chance to A, keep his nose clean, but B, start afresh and just enjoy his cricket again. Joss Butler is in the Test squad, but has been batting at number 6 for England in Test matches. Not quite sure spinning tracks in Sri Lanka will be useful to Joss Butler in going out there and giving it a tonk. He'll have to keep his head down a little bit more than he's used to. Chris Wokes as well in that touring party. But one of the key members of the England's touring party will be Paul Farbrace, who used to be head coach of Sri Lanka before taking up the assistant coaching role with England. He knows a lot of those young players who, well, they were young when he was over there, now part of that test team, knows the setup there, knows the conditions, and Paul Farbrace's knowledge in that England dressing room could go a long way to helping England take at least one of those test matches of the three. For Sri Lanka, they've lost Muttiah Muralitharan, Mahela Jayawardena, Kumar Sangakkara, Lasith Malinga, and a whole host of others, and are rebuilding that test match side, but they will have those spinning tracks in their own conditions, and that's going to make them, for me, a favourite to win this series. But they're not. The compilers have this one very much as a pick'em. 11-10 for Sri Lanka, 6-4 for England, and 4-1 for a drawn three-match series. If you want to go draw no bet, Sri Lanka are available at 8-11. England are in the market at even money. And put it this way, if Joe Root can come back from Sri Lanka with a series win, it will probably be the highlight of his career. It will be an incredible achievement to go to Sri Lanka and to take them on in their own backyard. I'd love to see it happen as an Englishman. I just don't think it will. I think Sri Lanka will be too strong in the test matches. Those pitches will be geared up to suit them and not the English. If you want to be safe, the draw no bet at 8-11 on Sri Lanka is a very sound option. But go the whole hog. 11-10 on Sri Lanka to win the three-match series, I think, is a fantastic price.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.